Now, talking of teeth, the reason it's so important to brush teeth properly is all to do with the buildup of a material called plaque, something we saw on Eva's teeth earlier. But what actually is this mysterious material, and why does it matter? Well, here to explain is Gordon Ramage. He's from Glasgow Dental School. So, Gordon, what is plaque?
Plaque is a collection of microorganisms, bacteria generally, which cooperate with one another, they antagonise one another, and they produce slime, and that slime sticks them to the teeth.
So plaque is basically bacterial slime.
Yeah, and I think the problem is the Joe public would think about it as bits of food. And I think what we have to try and get the message across is that we have micro monsters in the mouth.
And what are these microbes actually eating on? Are they just dining on what we eat?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think our diet is hugely important. So I think we know an awful lot about things called streptococci. And we know that when we eat sugary sweets and other products, that they turn that sucrose into slime, and that helps them make them even more sticky.
And what about actually, because people say that you get this acid attack. So you eat some food, this feeds you, but it also feeds your mouth microbes, and they produce this acid surge. Where does the acid come from?
Yeah, so because the bacteria are stuck there in the slime, they start to grow, and by growing they produce carbon dioxide, and that makes the acidity go even further down, so the pH goes really low. And once that pH goes really low, below 5.5, then it starts to demineralise the enamel that you talked about earlier. So the bugs are driving the low pH, which then basically starts to erode the enamel and then cause caries and tooth decay.
How do the bacteria you have in your mouth actually determine your likelihood of getting tooth decay? If you have bacteria that are better at making more acid more of the time, does that mean you're more prone to more tooth decay than someone who doesn't have that?
Well, I think it really comes down to an individual. So we acquire groups of microorganisms when we're born. And somebody, for example, who breastfeeds versus somebody who's born caesarean might have a very different oral microbiome, so the types of organisms in their mouth. And we know quite clearly that that's an implication in how you might then go on to progress to dental decay or gingivitis. So recession of the gum, bleeding of the gums, depending on the types of organisms you as an individual have, will have a real bearing on what you get. Obviously, environmental factors like what you eat are going to play a key role.
What about if you snog someone who has rampant tooth decay, but you don't know that? Do you end up picking up their very sort of pro-tooth decaying bacterial flora, and do you then assimilate that into your mouth microbes and vice versa?
Your oral microbiome, or the types of bugs you have in the mouth, are dictated to very early on in your life, and you progress through puberty and so on. They'll change. You may acquire the same bugs the same way as if you shook hands with somebody, but the likelihood of them staying there long term, it's probably not overly likely. So it's quite difficult to acquire them unless you live with someone and in their presence for a long time.
That's reassuring. Now, what about actually in the same way that some people like to try to manipulate the bugs that live in their intestines in order to achieve better health? And these are both prebiotic. You eat certain foods that select for better bugs, but you can also take probiotics. You actually ingest certain classes of microorganisms, believing that this may change the spectrum of bugs that live in your gut and this will improve your overall health. Can we do the same thing then for oral bacteria? Could we eat certain things or wash our mouths out with a mouthwash with certain suspensions of bacteria that would change the composition of bugs in the mouth and therefore change our risk of getting dental decay or gum disease?
I think the concept is absolutely true. I think the ability to manipulate your microorganisms in the mouth with diet, so prebiotics, is probably more likely than probiotics. So giving live bacteria into your mouth, it's going to be very difficult. And although there's a number of studies that are sort of suggestive that there's changes in your oral health parameters, they're very limited, so the evidence is pretty poor at this point in time. Not to say that it couldn't happen. And I suppose in the same way as we have fecal transplants for helping people with C. diff infection, there is a potential to maybe do oral microbiome transplants. There is a potential there.
Sounds promising, doesn't it? Gordon, thank you very much for joining us. That's Gordon Ramage. He's from the University of Glasgow Dental School. We might pick up with him a bit later on in the programme. Izzy.